You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts, which for the last 8 weeks has been an evolving situation. So we're joined by John Reyes of Eater.com to help bring us up to date on all that means. Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Lisa. How are you?
I'm hanging in there like the rest of us. You know, restaurants were one of the first and hardest hit by our current health crisis, and it looks like they're going to remain closed for a while. What are you hearing?
Yeah, it's based on the executive order, and I think it's at least until May 28th. Restaurants and bars and libraries, gyms, they're all going to be closed to public access.
But you can still get curbside pickup from most of them. Do you have any indication of what percentage of the restaurants you can order things to go from?
It's tough to say. I would say most of them, because a lot of them had takeout and to go prior to this, our current situation. But you know, there were a lot of restaurants that didn't, and they've had to ramp up that part of their business.
So as a writer for Eater.com, of course, you're tuned into what's happening in the restaurant world. And what kind of discussions have you had, and what have you heard about what things will look like once the restaurants do reopen?
Yeah, the restaurant owners I've talked to are pretty concerned because they don't really know what it's going to look like yet. I think that they've taken a look at what's going on nationally with other states, and you know, when they do finally open, it's probably looking at, you know, some kind of restrictions on number of people they can have in the place, and but basically they're looking at having to operate at, you know, much reduced capacity, sometimes, you know, maybe 50% capacity of what they were before, which is, you know, kind of scary because a lot of the other things that they do have to pay for, like rent and other fixed costs, are still going to be at 100%, and their margins, which could have been thin already, are going to be very scary.
It's been interesting to see how a lot of restaurants have turned into markets. In addition to offering food to go or takeout food, they're now selling groceries. That's happening in Washtenaw County, is it not?
Yeah, it is. I'm working on a piece for Eater coming up soon about places that do offer groceries, and it's interesting to see because I was expecting, you know, a lot of the, you know, take-home lasagna and you bake it at home, that kind of stuff, but I'm seeing you could buy meat by the pound, bread, but also, you know, produce and flour and even bottles of ketchup, which could be a great alternative if, you know, if a person's really concerned about fighting crowds at Kroger or Meijer or any other grocery store, that could be an option for them.
And also, what about alcohol? I understand you have a current Eater.com piece on local breweries and wine shops offering curbside pickup. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of the local breweries have transitioned to selling beer for curbside pickup. Stony Lake out in Saline, Holmes Brewery. In Ipsy, we have Cultivate and 734. And actually, Cultivate and 734 are offering delivery as well. So they're really just trying to get the product out the door and coming up with different ways to make it easier for people to buy it.
Ann Arbor Distilling, I know I spoke to them about that. They're actually making hand sanitizer in addition to everything else, but they're also doing order online curbside pickup?
Yes, I just ordered last week from them. Well, first off, I got some sausage from Grange Kitchen and Bar, a local restaurant here, but they're also offering their, you know, their bottles of liquor with cocktail kits. So I was able to get a bottle of their spring gin, and it came with their fixings to make their Madras Mules, which is, you know, has a lot of lime and ginger and coconut milk. They're terrific.
Speaking of cocktail kits, for those of us who are just really missing a margarita or a glass of sangria from Mani or Isolita, you can buy the components of that without the alcohol? How does that work?
Correct. And Mani and Isolita and my cat, for that matter, are all owned by the same owners, and they've combined onto a what they call a three-to-go menu. So you can get food items from all three restaurants on the same menu. And part of that is their cocktail kits. You know, I bought a margarita kit from the Isolita side of it, and it comes in this small little 8-ounce mason jar with all the liquids in there, and then they have a little separate baggie with the limes and some kosher salt in there to make your own at home. So all you have to do is add tequila.
And we're going to put you on the spot here because we know the owner, Adam Brew. He was one of the first people we talked to here on WEMU about the restaurant situation. How did it taste making it yourself?
So I pride myself on making a mean margarita,
okay,
you know, with my own recipe,
right,
that I've had for decades, and it came nowhere near as good as theirs. So,
really?
There is really, very often, there is no substitution for a professionally made cocktail.
Okay, good to know. We will keep that in mind because, you know, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and this is a day that moms usually get to go out to eat, which is not happening. Of course, we can get some takeout. What can you tell us? How can you help us have a delicious dine-out meal without dining out this coming Mother's Day?
Yeah, so I actually just ordered brunch for my wife for Mother's Day, and it's from Frida Petito's, which is the Cuban-inspired street food.
Sure.
Yeah, so the chef is Eve Aronoff Fernandez, who, you know, for a long time Ann Arbor residents, they'll probably know that name from Eve, her eponymous restaurant. And they're offering this elaborate 4 or 5-course brunch for Mother's Day. So I ordered that. Salt Springs, which is a brewery in Saline, they're offering a Sunday brunch as well with quiche and biscuits and all the other fixings. If brunch isn't what you're looking for, then Saltings is also offering a Mother's Day dinner, you know, with a choice of prime ribs and crab-stuffed salmon and smoked turkey. So it doesn't have to feel like a regular Sunday dinner. You can have a special occasion at home.
A special occasion at home. I like that. That's a good way to put it. And as much as I miss going to my favorite restaurants, it's been fun to, well, first it's felt good to help support them by getting food takeout. And then it's sort of been fun. Still gives you something to look forward to that you can still enjoy that food, even though you're eating it at home or in the car or in the park or wherever seems fitting.
Yes, absolutely. This is a really tough time for restaurants. And one of the silver linings is, you know, the profession of being a chef involves a lot of creativity, and some of them are coming up with really creative ways to stay in business and support the community.
That's John Reyes of Eater.com. Thanks so much for joining us here on this edition of Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa. My pleasure.